Today, we're diving into a fascinating expansion for Slay the Spire, the fan-made expansion known as Downfall. For those of you who love deck-building roguelikes, this one's going to be a real treat to explore. To start, let's touch on the gameplay and levels. Downfall enhances the already dynamic world of Slay the Spire by bringing new levels and unique challenges. One of the most captivating aspects of this expansion is its inversion of the original gameplay. Instead of climbing the spire, you're descending it, taking on the role of the villains and facing off against the so-called heroes. This twist gives a fresh perspective to the already engaging mechanics. The genre remains true to its core, a deck-building roguelike. This means you're collecting cards to build a deck, managing resources, and strategizing the best pathway through procedurally generated challenges. The added content in Downfall provides even veteran players with innovative strategies and fresh tactical considerations. Regarding controls, the game stays consistent with the simplicity of the original. On PC, you're primarily using your mouse and keyboard to navigate the interface. It's designed to stay intuitive, so the focus remains on crafting the perfect deck and executing it skillfully against your foes. Now, let's get into something that really stood out for me. One exciting part of Downfall is the introduction of entirely new characters, each with their own cards, mechanics, and thematic decks. The creative freedom allowed by these new characters opens up ways to experiment with different playstyles and find unique synergies that weren't possible before. Visually, Downfall maintains the distinct hand-drawn, 2D art style of Slay the Spire, but adds new aesthetic layers that fit the darker, more villainous theme. Whether it's the environments or the artwork on the cards themselves, the visuals continue to be charming and pull you into the eccentric world of the Spire. If you're a fan of games like Monster Train or Darkest Dungeon, Downfall might strike your fancy. These games all share a similar ethos of strategic deck-building layered over a challenging, roguelike framework. But let's also talk about why someone might want to hold off. Downfall can be intimidating if you're not yet comfortable with the foundational deck-building mechanics of Slay the Spire itself. For a newcomer, the deep strategies and steep learning curve might feel overwhelming. Currently, Downfall is available as a PC expansion, being a mod for Slay the Spire. Unfortunately, if you're gaming on consoles or mobile, it's not supported there at the moment. In summary, Downfall is a must-play for any Slay the Spire aficionado looking for a fresh and innovative take on a beloved formula. It reinvigorates the original game with new possibilities and challenges, keeping the gameplay loop both familiar and thrillingly novel. Thanks for tuning in today, and as always, happy gaming!